This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. In his most definitive debate comments to date, President Biden tells SiriusXM radio host Howard Stern he is willing to take on his presumptive GOP opponent, Donald Trump.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
News organizations have written a joint letter calling on both campaigns to engage in debate. Biden had said in March that he would base his decision on Trump's behavior. Trump has said he's willing to debate Biden anytime, anywhere. Right now, Trump is on trial in New York in one of the several criminal cases against him, largely centering around his efforts to influence prior elections. A student-led pro-Palestinian protest movement is sweeping universities across the U.S. It started at Columbia in New York, where students have refused to move an encampment now in its 10th day. The combined student and staff senate is meeting today to vote on a resolution to censure school president Manoush Shafiq, who's come under criticism both for her handling of the pro-Palestinian protests and for her response to acts of anti-Semitism on campus. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Shafiq has come under fire for calling New York police into campus last week to break up an encampment protesting the war in Gaza. Over 100 students have been arrested so far. She's also been criticized for her performance during last week's congressional hearing on campus anti-Semitism. Many feel she was overly apologetic. Conservative voices on and off campus are accusing her of not doing enough to rein in the protests. Shafiq has said the university is refocusing efforts on negotiating with student protesters. The university senate is expected to express displeasure with Shafiq's decision, but stop short of censuring her. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
Buckingham Palace has announced that King Charles is returning to duties after a cancer diagnosis. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
The statement from Buckingham Palace does not say King Charles is cured or whether he has finished cancer treatment. It does say he's returning to public-facing duties after a period of treatment and recuperation. To help mark what the palace calls a milestone, the king and queen will make a joint visit to a cancer treatment center next Tuesday. It says they'll also host the emperor and empress of Japan for a state visit in June. The king began cancer treatment in early February, just weeks before his daughter-in-law, Princess Kate, began chemotherapy. The palace has not disclosed what type or stage of cancer either of them has. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
Catherine, Princess of Wales, formerly known as Kate Middleton, has not reemerged in the public eye since she announced her own cancer news back in March, saying at the time that she was undergoing preventive chemotherapy. You're listening to NPR News. The Attorney General of Arkansas is joining a lawsuit with other Republican state attorneys general over abortion rights protections. Josie Lenora of Little Rock Public Radio has more.
The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act prohibits organizations from discriminating against pregnant workers. The law, which passed in 2022 and went into effect last year, requires companies to give pregnant workers reasonable accommodations. Last week, the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission adopted a rule to expand these protections to include abortions. This means workers seeking an abortion could get paid time off or other workplace accommodations. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin is joining other attorney generals from 16 other states in a suit to stop the new rule from going into effect in June. The lawsuit says the EEOC Commission's decision hijacks pregnancy protections and violates the Constitution. For NPR News, I'm Josie Lenora in Little Rock.
There is growing evidence that the outbreak of bird flu in dairy cattle is much larger than official numbers show. The FDA now saying about 1 in 5 samples of commercial milk in the U.S. now testing positive for traces of bird flu. But there is no evidence that live virus is present or that the milk poses a danger. The FDA notes that pasteurization has successfully killed bacteria and viruses for decades now. This bird flu has been spreading from birds to mammals since 2020, and health officials are wary of mutations that might allow the virus to spread among people. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. With the Spark Cash Plus card, you earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase for your business. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus. Terms and conditions apply.